All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Todd Hoffman, who is the candidate for the People's Party of Canada for the riding of Pontiac, Kitigan-Zibi in the upcoming federal election. Todd, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you, Caleb.
Awesome. So for our listeners who might not know you too well, could you explain a little bit, who is Todd Hoffman?
Well, Todd Hoffman is a resident of the Pontiac. I've been a resident of the Pontiac now for 43 years. And pretty well for all those 43 years, I've been engaged within the business community. I was a co-owner with my father and then a owner of a construction materials company. And then after selling that about 8 years ago, I got into another venture, which was a microbrasserie, a microbrewery here in Campbell's Bay. So yeah, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I have a passion for business, but I even have a greater passion for the development of the Pontiac, for the economic and social development of the Pontiac. I have lots of irons in the fire. Besides being an entrepreneur, I supply teach at PHS at the high school there. And I was also a former member of the Canadian Armed Forces in the infantry in the primary reserve, and also did Class B service with the regular force. So I keep myself pretty busy.
For sure. And can you talk a little bit about your political experience, I guess, before becoming the candidate for the People's Party of Canada?
Like most entrepreneurs, we're pretty much politically engaged. We take an interest in politics because government regulations and taxations affect our businesses a lot, just like everyday Canadians. So I always was somewhat politically engaged, but I never really stuck my neck out too much. But over the last decade, like many other Canadians, not too pleased what we've seen going on, and I decided to become more active politically. And I was actually quite attractive to the PPC on their founding in 2018. I found that a lot of their policies and their platform appealed to me, and it seemed to make sense to me, made sense to me both as an individual and as an entrepreneur.
And can you talk a little about your time in the riding of Pontiac specifically, how long you've been here, and just sort of whereabouts exactly you live?
Sure. Well, I moved here from Renfrew County in, 1982. And I lived most of my years in the Pontiac in the municipality of Mansfield, and then also in Campbell's Bay, where I currently reside. So, yeah, pretty well the whole time living in the Pontiac, in business, engaged in business throughout the, throughout the Outaouais. And I have no plans of leaving the Pontiac. I mean, there's attractions to go back over to Ontario, but this is my home, and it's been my home for 43 years. My children were born here, and I guess I'm going to probably die here someday. But it's a very beautiful place. I love the Pontiac very much. I see so much potential here, and that's why I've worked over the years volunteering my time freely on different government development agencies, and then with the Pontiac Chamber of Commerce. I have a passion for local economy, local economic development, and I believe the Pontiac has so much potential to grow even more.
We're definitely in agreement that the Pontiac is a beautiful place. Can you talk a little bit about your decision? Why did you decide to run this time?
Yeah, I decided to run because I basically everything has a breaking point. And like many other Canadians, I've pretty much reached my breaking point. The passion and the three things that really bother me and that I believe should be corrected was the trade barriers. Being in business since the 1980s and being on a frontier region with another province like the Pontiac, I just seen how the trade barriers between the provinces really hindered our development really very much. And I was very much against that. And even way back in the 1990s, I was advocating, you know, that a lot of these barriers have to come down. Back in the late 90s, I was part of a group. There was many of us tradespeople, contractors, who fought against these norms and regulations that would restrict workers from crossing the border in the construction industry. We had no labor mobility. So I advocated with many others that we should lift these barriers for labor mobility. Also, in the two businesses that I've been engaged in, problems with bringing our produce or material across the border. For example, right now being in the brewery, it's quite amazing. I mean, where my brewery is situated, we're only 16 kilometers from the Ontario border, but I cannot export my beer into the province of Ontario because of these eternal trade barriers. I would love to sell my beer in, for example, the LCBO in Pembroke or Renfrew, but I can't. But meanwhile, in the LCBOs in Pembroke and Renfrew, they had beer from Russia, they had beer from China, they had beer from all over the world, but no beer from another Canadian province. It's just not right. These barriers are really hurting our local businesses over here. I always wanted to get into the Ontario market, but like I said, my heart was in the Pontiac, so I started my business here in the Pontiac. But seeing the potential to go over to Ontario with such a bigger market, the only way I could go over there was to invest in a second brewery in Rockland, Ontario. So it's crazy. For me to circumvent the internal trade barriers, I had to set up a second location in Ontario. If we did not have these trade barriers, I could have made the brewery in Campbell's Bay even bigger. For example, in Rockland, Ontario, we employ 7 people. Well, those are 7 jobs that went to Ontario, where those 7 jobs could have stayed here in Quebec. But no, they had to go to Ontario, those jobs, because of these trade barriers. So we see this all the time, and it's not just unique to me. I mean, within our riding, there are 7 alcohol producers. And they as well cannot take their product and sell it into Ontario. And it's not just limited to alcohol. It also goes to meat, other sort of produce, like I said, labor mobility, professional certification. So trade barriers was something that really got under my skin and many other Pontiacers. And it's just not limited to entrepreneurs that have this problem. I just was made aware quite intimately a couple of weeks ago that, for example, if you have CAA car membership and say you're a Quebec resident and you break down in Ontario, well, they're not going to tow your vehicle from Ontario back into Quebec. They'll bring it as far as the border, and then you have to get another tow truck to bring it over to Quebec. And this is all because of regulations. We're too over-regulated in this country. We don't have free trade in this country. It really bothers me when we always have these Team Canadas and we're going all over the world trying to sell Canada. We should be selling Canada within Canada. And now it's only because of what's happening with the tariffs that we're looking more inward. But the PPC, why I was attracted to them, already back in 2018, they were talking about this. It's one of our original 16 planks in our platform. So, we were ahead of the curve on that. The other reason why I really got involved with the PPC was with regards to COVID mandates. Nobody's talking about it no more. Everybody wants to forget about it. The government wants us to forget about it. But, I mean, being a business, we've seen how the COVID mandates, it put a lot of businesses out of business. I'm telling you, it was really, really bad. And it pushed businesses falling into trap to get the CERB money, and a lot of them couldn't pay it back. So definitely the COVID mandates. And then the whole thing with Canadian identity that's caused such a problem lately with the mass immigration. And we're bringing so many people in so fast that to absorb the Canadian culture is quite a challenge. So those are the main things that attracted me to the PPC in a nutshell.
Well, you beat me to my next question there, Todd. I was just about to ask you why you chose the PPC in particular there, but you've already laid out some of the ground, but if you have anything else you wanted to add there.
No. Oh, there's a lot to add for sure. That's going to come up. That'll come up. But no, there's a lot. There's a lot to say about it. There's a lot to say. Actually, it's going to be an election period where there's going to be a lot said from all sides. And I hope that people really look at the PPC. But that time is coming to talk about it.
And can you talk a little bit about the process of you becoming the candidate for the PPC in the riding? Was there a nomination process where you sort of just approached, or how did that work? And can you give you a bit of a timeline?
Sure, I was approached. I guess, as being one of the founding members of the party in 2018. I had volunteered my time in the past and was, you know, engaged in the party, and I was. Bruce Godfrey, who was our candidate in the last election in 2021 for the PPC, he chose not to run again this time. So the party in a riding was looking for another candidate, and they approached me last year, and there was no other candidate that stepped up to be nominated within our riding. So basically I got in by acclamation within the riding, and so then I have to go through the whole Elections Canada process, go around and get 100 signatures to submit to Elections Canada, get an official agent, do all that paperwork, that as soon as the writ is dropped, that I hand those papers into Election Canada to be on the ballot.
And I know you've already discussed it a little bit here, but you talk a little about your priorities for the Pontiac riding specifically.
Yeah, my priorities is to basically local as much as possible. And when I say local, one of the biggest things I think is to eliminate these interprovincial barriers. It'll give Pontiac residents more choice. It'll help Pontiac businesses to give them greater markets. And it'll also increase competitiveness. Canada is becoming a less competitive country, especially within the nation. So, yeah, I really, really want to work for the Pontiac, is to eliminate these barriers to help make Pontiac businesses and stronger, and to give individuals within the Pontiac less hurdles, less regulation, less red tape, for sure. That would be the biggest thing, for sure. Also, just want to work on our identity within the Pontiac, and really want to work hard for the local economy. Like I said, my passion is in the economic development of the Pontiac. It's to try to show the Pontiac. We need ambassadors. We have a few ambassadors here that work tirelessly for the promotion of the Pontiac, and I see myself as being one of those. I've advocated in the past very much for the Pontiac. I remember back in, it was 12 years ago where me, and it was actually Tom Yore, we had an advocacy group within the Pontiac Chamber of Commerce, and we went all the way down to the National Assembly to meet the Deputy Minister of Finance for Quebec, advocating against the fuel tax zonage, which made gas in the Pontiac so much more money per liter than across the river in Ontario, where everybody was, you know, going across the river to Pembroke or Renfrew to fill up with gas. So yeah, I'm for sure I want to make sure that the Pontiac is always on a level and fair playing field with other regions in Canada.
And as far as the current MP for the Pontiac, Sophie Chatel, she's been in power since the 2021 election here. Do you care to comment on her tenure so far, or any comments on the job that she's done in the last 3-4 years or so?
Well, as an individual, she's a very nice lady, very approachable, very, very approachable. But her party, big disagreements with, and some of her approaches. A little bit too much of a globalist approach in the past, and now they're looking inward. So they're playing catch up a lot. The PPC's always been ahead of the curve on this, and now she is actually advocating quite strongly for the elimination of interprovincial barriers. Well, being a resident for all these years in the Pontiac, like everybody else is here, we've known about those barriers all the time. Now it's like, oh, surprise, surprise, look at, we have a problem, Sophie says. The problem is these interprovincial barriers. Well, these interprovincial barriers have always been here. But I mean, it's like she has the attitude that she's always known about and fix it. But instead, previous to that, I mean, they were globalists. They were going all around the world, you know, trying to fix the problems of the world when the problem was right here in our world within the Pontiac. So all I can say is behind the times. Sophie's behind the times and the Liberals behind the times, and now they're catching up. So, yeah, and I don't know, like in the past, you know, like two budgets ago, too much identity politics. I mean, we're all Pontiacers and we're all Canadians, but I mean, just look back at some of these budgets. I mean, so many million dollars if you were a black farmer. So many million dollars based upon your sexual orientation and grants and funding. So, I mean, we're excluding the majority of people for the benefit of the minority of people. I mean, we have to be as a society built upon merit, not upon privilege or not upon identity. And I find that Sophie, since 2021, has been fixated on that, just like her party is fixated on that. So, I mean, we're all Pontiacers, we're all Canadians, you know. We should be looked upon fairly, equally. So that would be my criticism of her.
Todd, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for talking with us about your candidacy here. I'm sure we're going to be talking a little bit down the road once the election gets called here as well. If there's anything else that you wanted to let our listeners know or anything that we neglected to mention here over the last few minutes, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, a vote for the PPC is very simple. If you believe in responsibility and fairness and equality, that's where you should be looking at putting your vote. The time's going to come there very shortly. Look at our platform. Look at our policies. They're common sense policies for the individual. Thank you.
That was Todd Hoffman discussing his candidacy for the People's Party of Canada in the riding of Pontiac-Kitigan-Zibi in the upcoming federal election. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.